you 15%.
Stephens, good day, and Doug's running around. We'll be right back. Jennifer, Roberta, Maria, and myself, Rich McFadden, sitting here at the Good Day Show. Maria's back with us after being in, where were you, Hong Kong?
Wow.
And Globetrotter.
Tokyo and the Bahamas.
In the Bahamas.
What was your favorite?
Oh, Hong Kong by far.
Oh, really? How do you get from Hong Kong to the Bahamas? That's kind of an odd itinerary.
That's a long trip. Well, we're going. Yes, Maria's with us.
We're going where? Hey, that's great. I'm on in what respect? I have stimulate. Wait, where's the music? Why isn't there some music?
The music's over. Dude, you're late for the show.
The music's not over. Start over again. Play the music. Start over again.
You get here on time if
Rich,
you want to hear the music.
I am in charge of this program.
You're in
you
charge of your part of the
take,
program.
You want to inspect my bathroom habits while I'm doing things? That's up to you. But
hey, listen, we got a clock that we run on here.
Yeah,
and
right,
I don't
exactly.
have the music handy,
you can,
so you're going to move
tell,
on.
You can tell my internal affairs department.
It's so disgusting.
I hear radios flicking off in the millions right
that's
now.
That's only because you are being difficult and you can't give me the music that I want.
I cannot.
Start
no.
over again.
I'm sorry.
Not,
well,
I'm
if your stomach's in that bad of shape, can't you play it for us?
Oh, gosh. That's terrible. Going downhill.
Maria Bailey's back from her trip to China. Jennifer Horn is here. Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Doug, with or without his stomach. And the trip to China would be something, actually, that I think a lot of people would be interested in hearing about. Maria went over on business, but I'm sure you must have somehow or other combined it with pleasure because there are lots of things to do, lots of things to learn. You were in China while the Chinese president was here. What sort of buzz was there about the
Did you stay at his place since it was empty?
Yeah, in an extra bedroom.
Yeah, right, exactly. But no, but you want to hear something interesting about that. Actually, by the time he was here, I was in Nassau on the christening of the Disney cruise, the new ship that they brought in.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting on the beach and I see this helicopter whizzing to a landing pad by the ship. It was not Eisner, Bob Iger. And he actually was at the dinner with the Chinese president and then was airlifted in a helicopter all the way to Nassau to be on the for the christening of the Disney ship.
Wow. Was it a helicopter from Washington to Nassau?
No.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure he flew to somewhere.
No, he flew to
North
Carolina and then, yeah, and then over.
But talk about being in a lot of places.
So you haven't answered my question.
But no, there wasn't much buzz, actually,
all right, well, what
in
was
China
the trip to China?
It.
Tell people, people would be interested in your trip to China. They don't give a damn about the Disney ship. They care about China.
Yeah, so I went to, actually, Hong Kong and with an unexpected stopover in Tokyo. And I spent 5 days at the toy show in Tokyo, which is just amazing because you can imagine every toy comes out of China, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
And anyways, my observation is it's a beautiful place. It's very interesting how there's such a difference between Hong Kong and mainland China. Mm-hmm. And the most difficult thing was eating for me.
Why?
Absolutely eating because
the food's awful.
I'm not used to. First of all, you think you're going to eat a whole bunch of fried rice, and there's just no fried rice in China.
No,
and
that's an American creation.
Oh, the food! I thought the food in Hong Kong was incredible.
Well, I just don't like looking in the eyes of my food before I eat it.
Yeah, you're not an exotic eater. We're really exotic eaters.
In Colombia, they do the same thing. I don't mind
eating exotic food. I just don't want to see my turtle crawling across my plate before I eat it. You know, I mean.
Well, you know, it's fresh.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely fresh. I mean, the clams, the little guys are, like, going across the plate.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know.
Gross.
Think so.
For a Westerner, Chinese food is gross.
Well, for a Westerner,
any food.
I mean, when I go to Colombia, even in South America, you go to the grocery store and the meat's just laying there in the freezer section. It's not wrapped in these tidy little packages with the nice little labels with all the calorie counts on them like we see here. And when you eat the fish, they give you the fish with the head and the tail and the eyeballs and all that stuff. And you're just not used to that. And they eat things in a different way than we have such a sterilized... supermarket wrapped in a nice, neat container way of living here that nobody else really does.
And the irony is that there's so many bad things because of that in the actual food. It would be a lot fresher to eat it the way they're eating it, you know?
I mean, I go down there and I'm like, oh, I'm not eating that. But you know what? It just came out of the water or off of the field within the last 24 hours. It didn't go through a manufacturing process, a wrapping process, get shipped halfway across the country in the back of a truck, and then sit on the store shelves for a week before you got it.
Well, we have, remember I was talking earlier today about this new wrap, this device, not a device, but it's the new, it's the sort of shrink wrap that changes color when your food becomes either over date or when it gets stale, whatever it is. That is bothering it, and you didn't hear. Oh, that's right. You weren't around when I told the story. For the benefit of those who may not have heard the story, it's about food wrapping and the new food wrap that basically tells you when the food is starting to lose its freshness. Scientists have developed this new type of intelligent plastic that indicates through color when to throw the food out. And whatever reason, it deals with it changes color when the cellular construct of the food changes.
On our weekend show, Good Day Weekend, with the supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, you and he talked about this. And didn't he say that this has actually been around for a while, but every manufacturer refuses to use it?
They don't use it because they don't want
to
see their food being taken out earlier.
Right.
Right. They'd rather make you sick.
Exactly.
And then, this is the trouble. And, you know, we have this whole big thing. Don't get me started on food safety again.
It's like inventing the carburetor that goes 100 miles to the gallon.
Yeah, right. Put it on the shelf.
It's with the gas stations. Yeah. They don't want to put that in the car.
They don't want to. So here we are now dealing with something that is a practical problem in our country. And these guys, the business interests overrule or override whatever may make sense. Now, this is finally coming to play, but it's not because it was mandated. It's because some of the people who are selling these foods, or some of the people in some of the grocery chains, actually have a conscience, and they don't want you buying things that are bad. So some of these things even are turning in the supermarkets before the, if they've been left on the shelf too long and they begin to decay. Some stuff, the dates are fractional. That is, they are not of meaning. Some things can go off and they're still okay, like yogurt, for example. Yogurt is bad to begin with. If you take the definition of it's sour milk, it's milk that has been coagulated, and therefore it would be, if you left it in the bottle, it's very interesting. If you left the milk in the bottle to get, if it got in kind of all crusty and gnarly and stuff, and you open it up and say, oh my God, that's awful. That's what a cup of yogurt is. The reason that you can eat it is because they put all of these syrups and all of the flavors and the fruit on the bottom and all that other stuff. But all it is rancid milk. That's what yogurt is.
And so yet, what's the difference between Greek yogurt and regular yogurt?
Greek yogurt has become pretty popular. I don't know.
I think it's more moisture drained out or something, isn't that?
It's different.
It tastes different, that's for sure. And it has a higher concentration of protein in it.
It's supposed to be better. Well, it's supposed to have more probiotics and that sort of stuff in it as well. It's supposed to be better for you. But I can't honestly tell you the difference. But thank you for asking anyway, Maria. Here's the story about something that we will talk a great deal about over the next couple of weeks. Valentine's Day is coming. And it is time for you now to order your flowers. I have actually ordered some that I will send to Tony because of her operation. They always do. I sent some to Megan. These people at proflowers.com always, 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 I've talked about these people for years at Valentine's Day. They always do a great job. Make sure that you do what I have done. And if you're thinking about doing it, why wouldn't you do it early. It makes more sense to do it now. Isn't it smarter, in fact, for you to order your flowers early so you don't have to worry about whether you're going to get what you really want? Not that they'll run out, because they make sure they have plenty, but the flowers will be fresher and lovelier if you bring them in. Let's say Valentine's Day is, I don't know what day of the week it is. I don't have a calendar. In front. What day of the week is the
14th? I think it's a Monday or Tuesday.
It's a Monday. It's a Monday. Yeah.
So why not get these things ordered and get them to the person that you love?
Love flowers.
4 or 5 days before Valentine's Day, so they can be enjoyed longer. Or maybe it's the run-up. It's the anticipation. Get a dozen sweet expression roses, $29.99, or double the roses for $10 more. How about them apples? A dozen sweet, or how about them roses? Sweet expression roses, $29.99, or double the roses for $10 more. They're pink, red, and white roses. Perfect, perfect, perfect romantic gift. Plus, both offers include a free vase. I love to say vase instead of vase. Free chocolates as well. If you've never tried ProFlowers, they've been doing this for years. Now is the time. You don't have to wait any longer. What you do is pretty easy. You go to ProFlowers.com. ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. The password is Doug, and you're home free. If you want to use the phone, that's cool. 800-PRO-FLOWERS, 800-PROFLOWERS, and mention Doug. That's all you have to do. You can say Doug Stefan or Doug, either one. I want you to use Sweet Expression Roses for Valentine's Day from ProFlowers.com.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today?
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Try ProGene Daily Complex. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone.
Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. Effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
You can try ProGene absolutely free. Call 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597. Hurry, free samples are limited. 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Look for an $8 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
The morning sun will guide me. I count the days till you're beside me. It'll take more than miles to separate you and me. Cause my heart is there with you. As the forge starts to brew, waking up to that aroma that always pulls us through. The best part of waking up is Folgers in.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit samandy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's samandy.com. Just like it sounds, samandy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Hello. At ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
A starry summer night or a snow-covered winter's day.
Time for our birthday list for this Monday, the 24th of January, and Harold Ray Ragsdale's birthday is today. Huh? Harold Ray Ragsdale, 72 today, known by most people in the entertainment world as Ray Stevens. But that name Ragsdale is a old New England, central New England name, as a matter of fact. Everything is beautiful. He's probably the number one novelty recording act around. Richie always loves to play Ahab the Arab.
Oh, yeah.
He did a song called The Streak, which was pretty, it was a lot of fun, actually.
It's amazing that a guy that does this song also does The Streak and Ahab the Arab.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Ernest Borgnine, Academy Award-winning actor, has his birthday today. He's 94. Happy birthday to him. We have Doug Kershaw, the musician. He's kind of a Cajun fiddler.
Yeah.
You know him?
Plays at Jazz Fest quite a bit.
Yeah, right, exactly. So he's 72, I think, 72 today. It's Neil Diamond's birthday.
All right, everybody together.
Hundreds of moments built around Neil Diamond and his great music. He's 70 today, and he loves this program. Very enthused when he was on this program.
He was the one where I said, Mr. Diamond, would you mind if we got you to record a liner for the Doug Steffen Show? He said, well, let's see how the interview goes, and I'll do it afterwards.
Yeah.
Wow. Did he do it?
He did it, but it was pretty dry.
Yeah, very dry.
You notice we don't use it a lot.
I listened to my friend Doug Steffen.
Hey, everybody. Join my friend Doug Steffen on Good Morning Day.
Aaron Neville's birthday is today.
Another Jazz Fest fave.
Yep. Grammy Award-winning singer. He and the Neville brothers, his other brothers, don't know much. Linda Ronstadt song he did in 1989.
Yeah.
It was great, 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 great. All My Life, another song with Linda Ronstadt was great. There were rumors about them, the two of them, and I don't know whether they're true or not, frankly. He did a duet with Trisha Yearwood, who's another babe, I think, I Fall to Pieces. There she is. She's married to
Garth Brooks.
I have a better hat now than he does. My hat is much better. I showed my children the hat that I got when I was in Texas last week.
Yeah.
Neither one of them was impressed.
Really?
Actually, I put it on Brendan. He looked pretty good with it on.
I knew that Megan wouldn't like it. She didn't buy into that stuff.
Completely unimpressed.
Yeah.
Oh, Dad. That was the response. Or actually, she looked at me and didn't say anything. It was just the look. So. And he has that Soulful Christmas. Aaron Neville's done well with the Soulful Christmas. You may remember that. Happy birthday to, let's see, who else have we got on here? Yakov Smirnoff.
Oh, funny guy.
Funny guy. Yep. What a country, America.
Yeah. Yep.
Funny guy. He was in Night Court, I think, wasn't he, for a while?
No, that he was. But he was. That whole Russian comedian thing, that's
right,
a good gimmick, man.
Yeah,
it's funny.
It was. Oh, yeah, yeah. Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai. Remember that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see here. Jules, real name Julian Holland, keyboardist with Squeeze.
Love this song.
Squeeze. Don't know this song.
Yeah, great. Black Coffee in Bed.
Mary Lou Retton's birthday is today, the Olympic Hall of Famer, kind of a cutie. Natasha Kinski, been in a couple of pretty good movies.
Yeah.
Not actually, she's a great actress, but she was one of those really skinny models that filled out a little bit. And then she got off. Wasn't she married to, who was she married to? Who was married?
I'm not sure. Hey, by the way, she's on the phone. She says you need to drop a couple of pounds.
I do. I read about that.
Right. Call me skinny, do you?
I'll pass that along. It's 28 after the hour on Good Day.
WAIVE. Wave season is here.
Well, with all pun intended, that's the big time of the year for people to book cruises.
AARP travel expert Peter Greenberg.
It usually takes place between January and March.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Booking a cruise during this period can save you money.
This year, the incentives are bigger than ever because there's so much excess capacity. A lot of new ships coming online, so you're going to see two-for-one fares, free airfare, reduced or waived single supplements. Sometimes they'll give you a reduced third and fourth guest fare.
An online credit for the spa, the rock climbing wall, and other extras. Norwegian's cruise line ship, the Epic, is now catering to single travelers who don't have to pay extra because they're traveling solo. But expect those extras like bottled water and shore excursions to cost a bundle.
Everything you do is going to cost you more.
That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Look for an $8 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula. and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder seeds and oil, try our 5-pound sampler, and get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org. Call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
All right, 33 and change past the hour now. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Maria Bailey from Mom Talk Radio, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The controversy surrounding that MTV program series, actually,
Skins, right?
Called Skins. I wonder, Maria, you have teenagers. Are you allowing them to watch this program?
I'm going to watch it first, and then I'll decide that.
The Parents Television Council, not one an organization. Normally, they go over the top a little bit, but they're the ones who are calling attention to this. But I'm wondering if it isn't a little bit over the top. New York Times had a story that I saw last week about the members of the cast. The youngest member is 15 years old,
The
way that they're dressing and the way that they're acting. Taco Bell has pulled their advertising. General Motors has pulled their advertising. Wrigley has pulled its advertising. H&R Block dropped their commercials on this show. There's got to be something that is objectionable. I've seen only a few clips from it, so I'm not able to make a judgment on my own. I wouldn't be like a lot of other people that say, although Richie would be happy to say there have been times in the past when I have criticized something before I've seen it. In this circumstance, I have asked both of my children about it, interestingly enough, and they both think that it's over the top, and they are pretty open-minded.
Right on the website it says Skins, adult content and strong language.
Yeah, right.
You must
there
be
you
18 to proceed
so
into
they
the
have 15-year-old kids on the show.
Sponsored by Clearasil.
Yeah. No.
Okay, yeah, so, right.
And that's it. Nobody, the other, all the rest of them are gone.
Well,
kids that want to grow up too fast, that's who it's appealing to.
So how do Europeans deal with this? Because this is a British show that they've brought.
The Europeans are much more open about their sexuality than we are.
Do you know that, number one, you're legal at the age of 16 in the UK?
That's right.
And that it is very common. I mean, teen pregnancy is extremely high.
Well, this is Maria, while you were gone last week, we were talking about a school. I can't remember where it was. I think it was, no, it was Memphis, because that's why we're talking about it. When I was in Memphis, there was a story about a school. 90 of the seniors are pregnant. Others have given birth. This is like more than 10%, I think, of the female population of this high school pregnant. And you see these stories. I saw a teenage mom. Was that another MTV series? Where was that series?
Oh, yeah, that's
the same place.
MTV. Okay. Same thing. Mm. Where this, they're extolling, they're making heroes out of these, or heroines, out of these 16-year-old girls that have babies. How they're living their life, how they go to school. My God. How is that appropriate? I don't. Am I just an old fuddy-duddy? And there certainly were occasions in high school I saw girls that were pregnant and they went off and had their baby and they came back and okay, they went back to school and nobody said boo. Well, once in a while there was they were accused of being sluts by some of their girlfriends, but at any rate, this whole thing is like they're being glorified in a way. I don't get it. Am I missing something? Am I just getting...
No, we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
All right, so...
I'll let Victoria watch it. I don't think she'll have much interest in it, frankly.
There's nothing to argue or defend, really. I mean, the show's just... Ugh.
You know, my wife was telling me that a friend of hers posted a picture of her 9-year-old son with the video game Call of Duty in his hand. He finally bought it.
At the top of the hour.
Yeah. Call of Duty. So he's holding the thing, and Janet's like, wow, that's a pretty violent game. Uh-huh. Don't you think that he's a little young for that? And her response was interesting. It was basically that the violence is in the mind of the child, not in the game that they play. And this kid's a good kid. He really is a good kid, and he's very mature, very mature. But how does that violence get in their mind? If it's only in the mind of the child.
It doesn't come without suggestion. Nothing comes into your mind without the power of suggestion.
So, yeah.
You may be open to it or not open to it. There may be there's a wire that's crossed and you become susceptible to it, but the idea has to be planted before it's acted upon.
He's really a good kid.
Well, you can say that. He's really a good kid, so he's not likely to do anything. But that doesn't mean that that's the majority. Most kids aren't very sophisticated.
Right. My kids are good kids, too, but I wouldn't put that kind of... No.
It's dreck, drivel. So, what do we do as a society about this? We do what they did. We don't cancel the show or have some government agency come in and say, you can't air this. What we do is have parents become aware of what the show is about and tell their children. In the case of Maria, she'll watch it. She won't let her kids watch it. I guarantee you she won't let her kids watch it. So then we lose 4 or 5 advertisers and they can't make any money with the show. That's how you change things. You don't blah, blah to the FCC and complain and have the government's got to take this off the air. The government's... No, that isn't how it works. Effectively, if nobody watches it or if the advertisers pull their support, the show will go away. That's what it's like in a free society. That's what it's like in the free enterprise system. You try something, it works, swell. It doesn't work, too bad. You take your lumps. If it works, you make a lot of money. If it doesn't, okay. You move on and try to find something else that will work. And in this case, the marketplace is speaking. The advertisers don't want to support it. Parents are upset about it. And so I'm guessing this thing is going to be around for a while. But who's running MTV? Where is that? Who belongs?
Viacom.
Mm-hmm. CBS.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, but look at, I mean.
See, that's the train of thought.
Snooki and all of those characters
same
there.
Thing.
I mean,
it's crap. I watched some of that yesterday. Ugh. What garbage.
Isn't it funny that the same network that brings you Diagnosis Murder brings you MTV?
It's all their different demographic stuff.
Yeah.
The thing with Jersey Shore, not to defend it.
Garbage.
But it is garbage.
Garbage.
But it's not.
But
you like Skins. You know these
garbage.
People are idiots. You see them get arrested. You don't
know.
No, it's
isn't
glorified.
That they're like, okay, who am I going to have sex with tonight? Well, let's say, okay, I'm drunk, so I want to have sex. So yeah, that's
it's smush, actually.
Yeah, smush, whatever it is. It's incredible. It is part of reality, I guess.
Right.
But why sort of underscore it or make it out to be something.
Now we're acting our age.
We are. Okay.
Think so?
Yeah. I think so.
I don't mind acting my age.
Yeah, I don't either.
All right.
Not when it comes to this.
So here's the next item of interest. Students as young as 11 being randomly tested for drugs in a New Jersey town, Belvidere, New Jersey, Roberta.
Mm-hmm.
School board last week voted 9-2 to extend a random drug testing program, which is already in place at the high school, to students in the middle school. The belief on the part of the school board is that 6th, 7th, and 8th graders are now using drugs. Program is voluntary, requires student consent and parental consent. School officials say children who test positive will not be punished. They will not be scrutinized by the police. They'll get a counseling referral. So is this something that we want to have happening? Is this something that drug testing kits now available in California for parents? They decide they want to have their children, they want to test them themselves for drugs? Swell. It's a good idea. School doing it? I don't know. What does everybody think?
I don't want the government making me pee into a cup.
Yeah,
well,
I don't either.
What about you?
Or my kids.
No, do you want kids.
All right, well, do you, Roberta and Maria, you both have the teenagers this age. Would you have them, would you get a drug test kit and ask them or say to them, okay, today's Friday, we're going to test your urine for your urine.
I think only if I suspected something.
Well, even if you...
Okay,
so you suspect
this is going to throw Roberta over the edge, I'm sure. But my children go to a school where they are randomly tested every quarter.
Really?
I don't know.
Every single one of them?
And what has happened?
I think it's a bad thing.
But it's a private school.
Right.
Correct? And you approve it, sign off on it.
Yes.
It's not your local government saying we want to test your kids on a random basis.
Right.
Okay.
That's true,
I mean, hey, listen, if you send your kids to a school where they say these are what we do and you agree to that, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with Roberta if she wants to do it at home in the privacy of her home, and it's her decision.
I mean, I think all parents would hope that they wouldn't have to drug test, but I just know from personal experience that there was a case in my family where they didn't want to have to do it, but it became necessary because a teenager was in with the wrong crowd, lying, trying to sneak out. You know, sometimes you just have to, and I don't think we can judge those people that want to be good parents and know what's going on with their kids, and if this is the only way to do it, then this is what they have to do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well,
I think it's a good exercise. I think there's a big, there's an important discussion here, and it's part of parental responsibility. Not the state's responsibility, but we've got to get back on track with parents taking responsibility for their children. And you can criticize all you want. Oh, what's wrong with these parents? Their children are using drugs. There's so much influence. Not that it okays it. It doesn't make it good. Doesn't make it right. But you need to take responsibility yourself and not wimp out. These are your children. You brought them into this world. I didn't bring them into this world. Not my responsibility to take care of your children. It's your responsibility to take care of your children. I take care of mine. You take care of yours. And that's the way it ought to be. But we have the nanny state now. Everybody's getting into everybody else's shorts about all of this stuff. And it's none of your business. It is none of your business. If no one is harmed by the activities of another, it's nobody's business. If,
well,
in fact, there is harm that comes to others as a result
make the case
of the
that
activity.
A child in school using drugs is a distraction to the education of all.
Not a bad, that's not a bad argument. That's an argument.
So how do we best
remedy
that?
We send them home. If they're under the influence of drugs,
I'm good with that.
We send them home.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. In a moment, back to Richard Dreyfuss. This is something that really has captured my
imagination. Yeah, you're all into this, aren't
you? I really am. A time for a talk. Something that really, we're talking about school. It's an important part of a lot of what we talk about. And I want to visit this area one more time. It's 16 before the hour on Doug's Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Look for an $8 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. For the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You can enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to Geico. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
All right, it's 13 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Maria and Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and me. I have been underscoring this very important initiative by Richard Dreyfuss, which I think is something that has been poo-pooed by people who are not too bright, frankly. The only reason that has been poo-pooed is because the people on the right want to make an issue of this guy being on the left, and it's not about that, and he makes it clear that it isn't, so it just kind of shows you where some of the stripes are. This is about teaching American children how the American system works. If you have not been there, Maria, you haven't been around since we've talked about this a little bit here and there. You go to the Dreyfuss, two S's, Dreyfuss initiative.org.
You can just go to time for a talk.
Yep, you can do that. Yep, you can do that too. The overview of what happened last week, the chat, which basically underscores his interest, and he's been big on this the last couple of years, teaching civics so that people understand how this system of ours work, how it is that we've allowed the system to take out physical education, music programs, civic programs. If you don't think there's a deliberate attempt being made to dilute the minds of those people and control the... this is so obvious to me. And a guy like this just keeps pounding away, which is extraordinarily laudable, in my opinion. This is about the future. And as much as you hear these phony BSing politicians, it's about the kids. It's about the kids. Well, shut up and do something about it then. Get to the point where you understand the money that is being set aside for the military or other things that are less important. People have been suckered into that argument since when Eisenhower was president, and he warned about it. Others have warned about it. And we're now losing the starch, the fabric of our country, because people understand how the system works. We listen to this goop from these people. Oh, we've got to keep the military strong, or any other number of programs that are full of waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. And meanwhile, our educational system is going down the tanks and leaving out of something. I mean, there can't be anything but a deliberate attempt to screw up our system when you see these programs being deliberately eliminated from from our curriculum. What's the other explanation? So Dreyfus is right on it, and we ought to be demanding this. Go to school board meetings and never mind say, oh, we don't have the money. Find the money. It's 51 after the hour on Good Day.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The seating arrangements for the Super Bowl are all set as the seating chart for the State of the Union undergoes some changes. Good morning. I'm David Weiss with news that matters. It'll be the Steelers and Packers in Super Bowl 45, but more about that later. First, we focus on what's happening tomorrow night. President Obama's State of the Union address to be delivered in the House chamber on Capitol Hill. In the aftermath of the shooting in Tucson and in the spirit of a new era of bipartisan cooperation, political rivals can't cross the aisle fast enough to be close to each other. It's become the congressional version of the dating game. You see, Republicans and Democrats don't normally sit with each other during the State of the Union. It's Republicans on one side, Democrats on the other. But then, about a week ago, New York Democratic Senator Charles Schumer announced he would sit alongside Republican Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma. And now everyone's getting into the act, with lawmakers promising to sit with their state delegations regardless of party. So much for the seating. On the Sunday TV talk shows yesterday, you had some suggestions for what President Obama should talk about in his address. On ABC's This Week, Democratic Senator Kent Conrad of North Dakota said the president should hit three main topics. Number one,
growing the economy and jobs. Number two, the debt threat. That's got to be taken on. And number three, I believe, reducing our dependence on foreign energy.
Republican Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson of Texas said the president must show he's willing to loosen the grip of regulation on the economy.
Will he really get his regulatory commissions to cut back on the regulations that are hurting the growth of business?
And Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut said the State of the Union needs to have a special tone this year.
The mood of the State of the Union has to be both unifying and confident, optimistic that we can do things if we work together.
By the way, with all these Republicans and Democrats sitting together, where is Joe Lieberman, who's an independent, going to sit? Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
for the eastern mountains, it wasn't as cold as everybody thought it was going to be over the weekend, but the skiing was as good. We had some folks enjoying that nice, smooth, patch powder snow in southern Vermont. We caught up to Bruce.
The snow is so dry and crisp, it's almost squeaky underfoot at Mount Snow, Vermont. From the street freefall to cruisers like Drifter and Expedition, it's one of those days I know I'll remember. Carving and squeaking at Mount Snow, Vermont, I'm Bruce Whitney.
Also in Vermont, Okemo riding at 119 trails at full operation. While at Killington, they continue down the patch powder and over 60 miles of skiing. That's 130 runs. Jay Peak in northern Vermont rides the patch powder in 74 runs. Waterville Valley in New Hampshire riding a couple of high-speed quads and over 50 trails. While in Utah, some fresh snow rolled in over the weekend. Alta checking out 114 trails thanks to a recent 4 inches of new snow. Towson, New Mexico with up over 80 runs of good patch powder. Grand Targhee, Wyoming with over 3 feet of snow in the last 7 days. 74 runs open. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
It's a new week on Wall Street. Last Friday, the market finished mixed. The Dow up 49 points, closing at 11,872. NASDAQ down 15. S&P up 3. Crude oil fell 48 cents to finish up at just over $89 a barrel. Across a chunk of the country, you open a door and you hear this. It is cold out there. Frigid Arctic air bringing freezing temperatures to the northern plains, upper Midwest, and into New England. Forecasters expect temperatures in the Northeast to drop to as much as 30 degrees below average. Price is at the pump. Let's check it out. Fill it up. Gas prices up 3 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks to a two-year high. The latest Lundberg survey of gas stations across the country shows the average is now 3.11 a gallon, up from 3.08 2 weeks ago. Business at the box office over the weekend.
What's up with not calling me back?
I'm not good at this stuff.
At what, talking?
Yeah, talking, communicating.
That's enough. No strings attached. Natalie Portman, Ashton Kutcher, number one in its debut with about $20 million. And finally, as we mentioned at the top, the Super Bowl is all set. It's Packers and Steelers February 6th at Cowboys Stadium in Texas. In Chicago yesterday, the Pack beat the Bears 21-14. Packers coach Mike McCarthy was elated.
We're fired up and ready to get ready for Dallas, Texas.
Well, maybe he was too cold to be elated. It was cold in Pittsburgh as well, where the Steelers held on for a 24-19 win over the Jets to advance to the Super Bowl. Steelers coach Mike Tomlin says he's elated. Just do the math.
32 teams that start this journey, and there's two left, and we're fortunate enough to be one of them. It's awesome.
Yes, awesome, but you do have to feel for those poor New York Jet fans who made the trip to Pittsburgh and showed so much confidence going into the game.
We are going to beat the Steelers!
Pittsburgh's going down.
We're
going
to win. We're going to bring it home. And then we're going to go to Dallas and win that too.
Sorry, pal. You, me, and all other Jet fans need to pipe down and be quiet. At least for a while. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Skybikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.